Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Lights Out in Lincolnwood, a novel by Jeff Rodkey. Performed by Allison Ryan, Fred Berman, Jesse Valinsky, and Mark Sanderlin. October 2019. Tuesday. The Altmans.
We're out of yogurt.
It was less a statement than an accusation, which Dan delivered in a tone of wounded sorrow as he stared into the open refrigerator. Its top shelf, where the big tubs of Greek yogurt usually sat, was desolate, except for some leftover olives in a plastic Whole Foods tub and that two-year-old jar of pineapple salsa he'd bought by accident and couldn't bring himself to throw out, even though nobody in the house wanted anything to do with the salsa defiled by fruit. The target of his accusation wasn't listening. Jen sat at the kitchen table in front of a mug of coffee, wearing the Michigan t-shirt she'd slept in, and staring dead-eyed at her phone. On its screen was a chunk of text from an article in the nutrition and fitness section of the New York Times app titled, How to Stop Yourself from Crying. Upon seeing the headline as she scrolled, Jen's initial reaction had been amused contempt. When did the Times start running articles that Women's Day rejected? But that had quickly given way to a second, much less cynical thought. Maybe this could help. Unfortunately, three paragraphs in, she'd realized the article was pitched exclusively to readers who didn't want to quit crying so much as they just wanted to quit doing it in front of other people. Jen did her crying alone, usually in the upstairs bathroom on school days when nobody was home. And the Times apparently felt this was either not a problem at all or so grave as to be beyond its capacity to fix. It was hard to tell which. Either way, by the time Dan issued his yogurt indictment, she'd stopped even trying to read the article. Her eyes were still fixed on the screen, but her mind had wandered off to wrestle with the binary choice that had come to dominate her weekdays. Will I or won't I? No, not today. Well, maybe. No, Jesus. But
didn't you go shopping yesterday?
Having failed to engage his wife's attention through passive aggression, Dan was trying again, without the passive part this time.
I thought you were going to...
Jen?
Jen!
Finally, she turned her head from the phone.
What? Why didn't you go shopping yesterday?
I did. I got dinner. Dinner had been lasagna and sautéed spinach carried out from Delectables, an overpriced gourmet place on Hawthorne Avenue that only sold prepared foods. She'd chosen it late Monday afternoon over more versatile shopping alternatives for a simple reason she didn't dare articulate to Dan. It was possible to drive to Delectables and back by executing only right turns.
Why didn't you get breakfast stuff?
I was working. I put in a fresh direct order. I don't know why it hasn't come yet. Jen's laptop was on the table, halfway between her and Max. She moved her coffee mug to clear a path and dragged over the laptop. Before she opened the screen, she reached out and smacked her 14-year-old son's free hand. Max was wearing a pair of massive blue headphones that dwarfed his skull, making him look like some kind of cyborg monkey as he shoveled cereal into his mouth while watching a martial arts video on his phone. Its cracked screen lay flat beside the cereal bowl, little pinpoints of splashed milk speckling the image of a shirtless, steroid-swollen man in a mohawk who was conducting a tutorial on the mechanics of an elbow smash to the face.
What?
Max snapped. Quit staring at your screen. Jen scolded him as she clicked on the Fresh Direct link in her browser bar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?